Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. My name is Bobby. I am so honored that you'd spend a few minutes with us today. And my hope truly is that today's podcast would be really helpful as you launch into your day. Now, if you're anything like me and you're not afraid to admit it, you've made some pretty big mistakes in your life. Man, I know I have. What do you do in that moment? Well, in Judges chapter 6, the Bible opens this chapter by saying the nation of Israel did what was evil in the sight of God. And so they blew it. They made a major mistake. And in fact, if you read through the book of Judges, that mistake is sin that they repeat over and over and over and over again. And because God loves them in a similar way that a parent that loves their child disciplines them, God brings discipline into the nation of Israel's life, and he does it through their enemy, the Midianites. And so God allows the Midianites to defeat them, to conquer them, to bring them down low. And so in chapter 6, they have a light bulb moment. In chapter 6, this clarity begins to form, and they cry out, and they say, God, would you help us? Well, it's in this chapter that we meet the leader, Gideon. Now, honestly, when we meet him, he doesn't look like a leader. In fact, he is scared to death. The enemy's coming in. The enemy's brought them down low. And when we meet Gideon, he's down on his hands and his knees, whining in this wine press, saying, what are we going to do? Have you ever been there? Have you been in that moment where you're like, I just don't know what to do? And so he's down on the ground. He's disheveled. Everything seems to be falling apart. In fact, I'd encourage you to read chapter 6 and chapter 7 today. But one of the things that happens is the angel of the Lord shows up and says, the Lord is with you, O valiant warrior. Now imagine that. He's on his hands and his knees. He's panicking. He's afraid. He's uncertain of the future. He's disappointed with mistakes in the past. And in the middle of that moment, when he's disheveled and everything's falling apart, this angel says to him, the Lord is with you, O valiant warrior. Does he look valiant in that moment? No, he looks like a sissy. Does he look like this warrior that's going to lead them to victory? Absolutely not. But here's one of the things that I love about this story, is that when God looks down at somebody, he doesn't see them as they are. In other words, he doesn't see Gideon whining, panicking, and afraid. But instead, when God looks down, instead of seeing people as they are, he sees them as they're going to be. He sees them as what could be and what should be. And what ends up happening through this process of clarity and being challenged by the Lord's presence is they begin to make choices. They start out small and they build up steam until this guy goes from being on the ground to being a great leader, a valiant warrior for God. And so here's the question. Do you believe that God is truly with you? Because when you're in the middle of those moments of mistakes and problems and sin, it would be easy to think, man, the best is behind me. There's no way the future's going to be bright. In fact, here's what I found. When we blow it, when we make mistakes, three things happen. We often take it, number one, personally. Man, it's all my fault. Secondly, it becomes persistent. We think everybody knows about it. Everybody knows my mistake. Everybody knows my problems. And then thirdly, we think it's permanent. Man, this is always going to be a struggle. It was easy. It would have been easy for Gideon and the nation of Israel to feel that way. But what began to happen is Gideon began to believe that God was truly with him. And man, when you believe that God is with you, you will stand taller and you'll walk forward away from your sin and towards what he has for you. Do you believe that God's with you? Because if you'll surrender to him today, if you'll ask him, God, would you help me to turn from that thing and back to you? I guarantee you, he will give you strength even when you don't feel like you have it yourself. Man, I hope this encourages you today. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't feel defeated. Don't allow all the stuff going on right now to get you down. Surrender to him today. Say, God, you've got all of me, and allow him to call you the warrior that he's created you to be. Do you believe God's with you? I believe He is, and you can live that out today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.